We are here having a band meeting to discuss the very important issue of Scottish independence, an issue which we're not in any position to directly affect, but which, you know, I think people have been waiting for our opinions on this issue for some time, and the vote is today. I'm not actually sure we're going to get this published before the polls close.
We've been talking about, you know, putting up this podcast earlier in the hopes of actually having some sway on the events. It may not actually do much good now,
yeah.
I suppose.
We're kind of positioning this in a very awkward margin of time after the period when we could have had some effect, or really when people would have any reason to care what we say, and before we know the results. I mean, so we can't really comment on
this. Will have a pretty funny and unique emotional impact on people who have already voted and are awaiting the results. Just to hear us yammering away with our insights, you know, giving them a jog one way or the other.
Yeah.
Not that they're probably not inundated with opinions and news pieces,
but they've probably been
in the UK right now.
They may well have been waiting for a definitive take, and I think that's what, I think that's what we were able to offer here today. So, just start at the end, Keith. Which way, if it were up to you, what would you do? Would you keep the Scots a part of the United Kingdom, or would you advocate independence?
Chris, I don't like going through customs any more than I have to. If I even have to show a driver's license going from England to Scotland, I'm going to be pretty put out by this petty little movement.
Mm-hmm. So you're kind of, would you extend that to assert that more countries should melt their borders and, you know, ideally form one vast country where...
I'll tell you what, I cannot count the European Union a greater success by virtue of the fact that the borders are so porous for me.
Yep. You can just go no showing ID between countries.
I wander through countries. Yep.
And by the same token, is there anything more annoying than Switzerland sitting right there in the middle to stumble over?
Yeah, I bet Switzerland really has no idea the amount of ire they've raised. I mean, from me alone, I have to assume this is a human-wide response.
Definitely.
Yeah. Getting passport stamped, changing currency, really puts me off.
It's a nightmare.
I definitely complain every time we have to enter Switzerland. Then we get there, and I'm like, all right, you know.
Good old time. Once the admin is complete. But
yeah, really diminishing my Swiss experience.
What a headache. So for the Scots, I mean,
let's be honest. Most people voting on this are probably doing, you know, without a huge, you know, goal toward, worldwide benefit.
Policy,
they're kind of voting from a personal standpoint,
right?
And so my vote is maintain unity.
Yeah,
for me, that's my vote.
If one man will benefit.
Yeah,
or continue to benefit from Scotland's membership in the Union. I am going to take the opposite stand but it's for equally personal reasons.
But also, you have a much bigger passport than I do.
That's true.
I lost my passport in London about 6 months ago, and I have a temporary passport that's almost full. I was really sweating whether or not I was going to have to get an expedited new passport for this upcoming European tour, etc. So, yeah, for you, it's
easy for me to say they should...
Zero consequence for you.
Yeah, they should become independent. Actually, I see a very positive consequence for me personally, which is... now, my understanding is that more than likely Scotland will have to change currencies. And unlike you, I treasure the... variety of currency when we travel. I love getting different coins, and I won't say I collect them, but I keep them all in a pile in one of my drawers, in a sock drawer, but in a separate pouch. There's this little just kind of sack of coins, and I love knowing what an incredible variety of coins I have in there. And I haven't even touched on the question of bills, which, you know, to be honest, I usually spend those. Yeah. I usually end up spending those. But the coins I like to take home, and the idea of a new Scottish, you know, 5 or 6 new Scottish coins, that's, I mean, to me, that is about as drool-worthy a prospect as you can possibly lay in front of me.
I do. I'm excited about the idea of looking at all the posited coin designs and imagining which seminal Scottish figures will be on the coin.
Yes.
Alex Kapranos, most likely, going to be a huge contender.
Definitely. I would say he's a lock. Bob Hardy.
And Franz Ferdinand Drummer, also going to be probably on a coin. And
Jim Jimmons.
And other guy from Franz Ferdinand.
So there's 4 of, you know, the 5 necessary coins. I guess you can always do the bigger coins, too, like a 2-pound or a... I mean, whatever it is. What are they going to call it, do you think? What would it ideally be called, rather than a pound? Fodder for another podcast.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. I think we've given pretty strong, unfortunately inconsistent, advocacy for either Scottish independence or continued integration.
It's final, though.
But it's final. I guess it's lucky, actually, that we are too late to affect people's decisions, because this podcast would probably sow total panic. The fact that We Are Scientists has come down with a non-definitive opinion would probably drive people into outright, you know, physical panic.
Almost certainly, you know, those in charge would have voted to push back this
vote until we could come to a consensus. Yeah. Yeah.
It seems like there is no good answer right now, they'd say. Let's move back until we've all discussed this a little more. Yeah. My phones would be ringing off the
hook. Yeah. Listen, long distance. And I don't mean this rhetorically. If Keith Murray and Chris Kane can't agree, then how the hell are the rest of us supposed to?
Adjourned. Over to the pub. Well, I was talking about our podcast. I was breaking.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're adjourning and heading over to the pub. Whee! Good luck, Scotland. Can't wait to hear which the right decision was. It'll be whatever you did.
Do you worry that if they vote for independence, that England will physically separate itself by explosive and cranes?
A trench, maybe? A moat?
Blast them out to
sea.
That would
be very old-fashioned, and yet in a way that would probably draw tourists.
That's true.
Tourists love a moat.
Think about it.
Consider it, Scotland and England. And good night.